For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. We're looking at the church growing in stature tonight. Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we give attention to the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, that we have wisdom and knowledge and understanding from the Word of God. We also give our attention to the teaching of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that we have your word. We thank you that you are with us. And we exalt the Lord Jesus Christ in this service tonight, Lord. Help us to understand and see your wonderful truths that you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The church growing in stature. Praise God. So we're looking at the church, and when we think about the church, we think about our local church, but also the church across the whole earth, because we're all part of one body. We're members of one body across the planet Earth, the church, which is Christ's body. Praise God. So the church growing in stature. So God has good plans for the church, and that's something that we can take heart about. His plans for the church, he loves his body. His plans for the church are good. They are good and prosperous. He has good thoughts towards the church. And we are part of the church. We are members of the church. Glory to God. So the church growing in stature. So when you think about the church, think about increase for the church. Think about increased knowledge and increased people becoming part of the church. Increase in every good way for the church. Praise God. Because that's what the Lord has got planned. Have a look in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Matthew 16, verse 18. And the word of God says, this is the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The Lord Jesus Christ, he is building his church. Praise God. He's building. Do you know Jesus Christ? He's the master builder. He is building his church. So upon this rock, the foundation of Christ and his words. That's the foundation. Christ and his words. "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The church is on the increase. The church of God is increasing. So believe that. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Praise God. The church will not be defeated in the planet Earth. The church is has God's power invested into it. Yes. Praise God. Let's turn to Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 16. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to verse 16. And here he teaches us about how he has set up the structure of the church and what his plans and purposes are for the church. So take this as being God's will, which it is, for the church. And this is what it says, starting at verse 11. "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Praise God. So he set up a structure and he's appointed people to fill these roles in the church because he wants his church perfected. He says that for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, so ministry in the church and also ministering to the unbelievers. So we have people like evangelists and pastors and teachers. So for the work of the ministry, the putting forth of the gospel, the preaching of the gospel and ministry in the church, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So he wants the body of Christ edified. He wants it built up and strengthened and helped. He wants the body of Christ edified. So he's given us these people, praise God, till we all come in the unity of the faith. So take that as a prophetic word, till we all come in the unity of the faith. Praise God. So we're speaking the same thing. We are on the same page, so to speak. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And that's what he's doing. And that's what will be the case. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. His body, a perfect man. Praise God. A perfect man. Christ as the head, and we are the body and members in particular. So unto a perfect man. So there's a perfecting work going on in the church even now. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Praise God. Praise the Lord. God is using his body. He's working in his body. Praise God. And he's doing a good work in his body. Praise the Lord. This is God's will for his body. That we henceforth be no more children. That is God's will for the body. He wants us to be no more children. No more children. We start off as babes in Christ. But through the taking into our hearts of God's word, the hearing and the doing of it, we grow up in him. Praise God. So that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, so that is not God's will, is for his children to be tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. So he wants us in the unity of the faith, not carried about with every wind of doctrine. Praise God. By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So there has been and is some who put themselves forth as people who tell the truth, but really are not. So we know that the Bible tells us that some have come as wolves into amongst the church for the purposes of destruction. But he doesn't want us to be carried about with every wind of doctrine. And you know, if you've got the word of God and you stay on that, then you're on the right path. Praise God. You're on the right path. By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So Christ is the head. And through your believing and standing on God's word, you grow up into him in all things. So he is the head. So that is God's will. And verse 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So when every person brings what God has given them, they use their talents, they use their gifts, they use their what the Spirit is doing in their life, in them, in their hearts. When they bring that to the church, and their knowledge and their belief of God's word, bring that to the church, and obedience to the scriptures, bring that to the church. The whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. So we're members, we form the body of Christ, and we bring our supply to the body of Christ according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. So we all have a part to play, maketh increase of the body. And when we play our part in obedience to the Lord, the body increases. Maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now it works by love. Faith worketh by love. So the increase will be done in the love of God. Praise God.
Right.
So it will be done in truth, and it will be done in love. Praise God. So that is God's will for the church. His will is increase and maturity for the whole church across the earth and for the local church. Praise God. Have a look at Ephesians 1. And let's read verses 18 to 23. And the scripture says, and this shows the will of God, starting at verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things, to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So he is the head over all things, to the church. Praise God. The church has the authority that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us.
Yes.
We are seated in heavenly places with the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has given us his authority to use. He's delegated that to us, the church. Praise God. So we are seated where he is seated. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And that means you individually seated with Christ in the heavenly places, and us collectively. Praise God. So he is the head and we are his body. And where he has put all things under his feet, they are also under our feet, being his body. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So we are to go forth using that authority in that knowledge. Praise God. But we are seated in heavenly places with him. We are above only and not beneath. That's what the scripture says. Praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the body, and we are the body members in particular. Praise God. Praise God. That's what the Bible tells us, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And each of us has a part to play. Praise God. So his will is increase and maturity, and all things are under his and the body's, which is us, feet. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look at Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 10. And here the scripture says, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Praise God. The church has authority even against the principalities and powers in heavenly places. Praise God. We use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in authority. Praise God. Against the principalities and powers. And the manifold wisdom of God is made known by the church. Praise God. We are to act with authority. We are to act with what we know to be right, given to us, the Word of God. Praise God. People see the works of the church. That's what the Bible tells us. So they see us individually and collectively, the church. So we are witnesses. We are witnesses. And we have authority over the powers of darkness. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ said. He said that. I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said that. Jesus Christ said that. And he wants us as individuals and as a body to use that authority. Praise God. So the wisdom of God is made known by the church. He is at work in his church, and he uses his church to get his will done in the earth. Praise God. His body is used to bring his light into the world. We are the light of the world. We are lights. Praise God. Jesus is the light of the world, and he told us to shine as lights in the world. Praise God. So let's turn to Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16. To 16, and this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said with respect to these things. He said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So you see, the works of God, and the Lord, he uses his church to shine as lights in the world that are a witness to the world, and the world sees it. And the Bible says that our lights shine as before men, so that they may see it and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That is God's will. Praise the Lord. So we are the light of the world, Jesus said. So we are to shine forth that light. And the world needs light. We need light individually to guide us, because we know that God's word brings light. Praise God. We have the light in us. Praise God. Christ, we have him in us, and he is the light of the world, and now we are the light of the world. Praise God. So we are witnesses for Christ in the earth. Let's turn to Matthew 25. Matthew 25, and we'll read verses 1 to 12. Matthew 25. Verses 1 to 12. So as we read this passage, think about this as a warning to the church to be sober and be vigilant, because the church is the bride of Christ. Also, the scripture describes the church as a bride. So we are Christ's bride. So Matthew 25, verses 1 to 12. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. So the Lord is saying to us, be sober, be vigilant. The church can't afford to be careless and unprepared. We must be prepared for the Lord's return and busy at work in this life about the Lord's business. Praise God. About his business. Yes. Praise God. Because this life is very short. It's but a vapor, the scripture says. So we are to serve the Lord and not to be slack and careless and led astray. Praise God. But to keep our supply up. Praise God. Keep flowing in the anointing of the Lord. Keep our supply of the Word of God filled up in our heart. Don't get depleted. Don't be left unprepared and led astray. So keep ourselves ready, people of the Word, people who follow the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So the church is called to be ready and prepared. Praise God. Let's turn to Ephesians 5. And let's read verses 23 to 27 in Ephesians 5. The scripture says, starting at verse 23, For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the saviour of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Praise God. And that's what the church will be. Praise God. So when Christ returns, he will come for a sanctified, cleansed, word-washed church that he presents to himself as the glorious church, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Praise God. And each of us right now has a part to play in this being coming to pass. Praise God. So we work on ourselves. Praise God. We set ourselves to walk in holiness, to help and edify our brothers and sisters in Christ, to teach others, to give what God has given to us. Share the knowledge of the truth. Minister to each other in the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's what he's called us to do. He's called us to do these things, to warn, to teach, to help, to bless, to edify, to correct. So he's entrusted us to do all this. And he's coming back for a church that is sanctified, praise God, and cleansed with all wrong things out of it, praise God. The error, anything that's not God's perfection, it will be out. Praise God. That's what he's doing. Praise the Lord. So we work on ourselves. Praise God. And we help each other. Praise the Lord. And as we stay with the Word of God and submit ourselves to the Lord, and that's what he's talking about here, as the church submits to Christ. The church submits to Christ. He is the body. Christ does not submit to the church. The church submits to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the head and we are the body. Praise God. So, glory to God. God is coming back for a sanctified, cleansed and unified, word-washed church. Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Have a look in 1 Peter 2, verses 2 to 5. The scripture says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. When we're first born again, we are newborn babes. Newborn babes. That's what the Bible says. How do newborn babes grow up? The Lord tells us, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. The milk of the word feeds the babes. And as we desire it, the sincere milk of the word, we grow. Praise God, we grow. And you see that growth as a person takes the word of God into their heart and starts to act on it. They grow up. They grow up. Praise God. So that's the way that God has set it up. So desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And then after that, you go on to the meat of the word of God. So when you grow up and you're of full age, you get on to the meat of God's word and you're able to digest it and take it into you. Praise God. So growth is God's will. Growth in him is God's will. Praise God. So we are part of the body of Christ. And the Bible tells us that we are as lively stones, part of the building, praise God, are built up a spiritual house. So individually, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and collectively, we are God's temple. He dwells not anymore in a temple made with hands, but his temple is the church. Praise God. And individually we also are his temple because he dwells in us. So we are his temple. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And collectively we are his temple, a spiritual house, and we're part of that body. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
So growth is God's will. Growth is God's will. So taking in the Word of God, feeding on it, and acting on it is how we accomplish that growth. Praise God. So believing God's Word and acting on it. So have a look now in the same chapter, verses 9 and 10. And the scripture says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light." So you see, the world sees, the world sees the light through the church, so that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. Praise God. "Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." So the church is set apart. The church is a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. Different. Praise God. Serving a different God. Serving a different Lord to the world. We have the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Lord. He is the church's master, the church's head, the church's Lord. We are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, and the world sees the light through the church. Praise God. So the church is blessed, and the church is a witness to the world. Praise God. Let's look at Matthew 28. Matthew 28 and verses 18 to 20. Verses 18 to 20 in Matthew 28. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ said to the church. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." And that, praise God, he has given us that commission. He has given the church that commission to teach all nations. Go therefore on the basis of the fact that all power has been given unto Christ in heaven and in earth. And the power, he has delegated this authority, praise God, and power that we have in him. So go ye therefore, and we are to teach all nations. That's a global commission, praise God. Teach all nations and baptize them and teach them to observe all things. And by doing that, the church is added to and taught, praise God, taught the ways of God. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
So praise God, the church, praise God, is increased across the globe and taught the right way, the ways of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. So teach all nations, praise the Lord. He has given the church that responsibility. Have a look at, finish with this, Revelation 14. Revelation 14, the Lord uses the church and will use the church, using the church now and into the future. Revelation 14, verses 13 to 16. In Revelation 14. starting at verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labours, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Now that is the church. That is the church who is there, like unto the Son of Man. So like unto the Son of Man, with a crown on the head, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Now the sickle is the reaping instrument. The reaping instrument. So the church, this is the church. This is showing, this is the church. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice, to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. So the church is the reaper of the planet earth, of men's souls. And the Bible tells us this. For the harvest of the earth is ripe. The church is the reaper. Praise God. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Praise God. Praise the Lord. There is increase for the church. The church is going to be added to. And the church is going to be increased, and it starts right now with us. Praise God. So God's will is increase for the church. This is the church, the crown on the head representing the authority and rulership. And the church will be the reaper of the end time harvest for men's souls. Praise God. So let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that your will is good for us and for the church collectively. We thank you, Lord, that our head is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Master, the head of the church. We thank you, Lord, that your will is growth. And we thank you, Lord, that we are witnesses in the earth. And we show forth the praises of the Lord. We thank you, Father. Help each one of us to grow in grace according to the will of God. Thank you, Lord. And bless your church. Bless your church here. Thank you, Lord, for every good thing that you are doing in this church. In Jesus' name, amen.